maybe that'll help. All right. Do the water dance, girl, do the water dance. Do the water dance, girl, do the water dance. From Miami to the Bay to the Port of France. Back to Jersey, baby, go and do the water dance. Do the water dance, girl, do the water dance. Do the water dance, girl, do the water dance. From Miami to the Bay to the Port of France. How do I? Back to Jersey, okay. Baby, go and do the water dance. Open the roof on this thing. Big video game news. I don't know if you guys heard or not, but they announced it finally. After, I don't even know how long people have been waiting for this. But yeah, they're making a new Skylanders game, and it's going to come out this September. It's pretty... it's pretty intense. There are vehicles in it. I mean, I'm driving a vehicle right now, you know? What is this? Is this Skylanders 5? So there was original, there was Giants. Yeah. There were Skylanders, there's Skylanders Giants. Then there was Skylanders Swap Force. And then Trap Team. And now this is, now Superchargers is the... is the fifth. I went and saw it yesterday. I mean, it looks all right. I don't know, it looks a lot better than Trap Team did. Like, I didn't really play much Trap Team because it just, the whole concept seemed lame. This seems better than that. But, you know. I don't think I'm capable of caring about Skylanders the same way that I once did. When that first game came out, just because the whole concept was novel, you know, it was partially like, hey, it's really rad that you put these figures on this thing and it does this, and now that they're five games in, it's like, yeah, no, I get it, you made cars now, great. But this just it does seem like a better idea than the last one. I'm trying to run it back in my mind here and try to piece together the time frame, but I'm actually horrible with dates and years and all this sort of stuff. But I was at PAX, and I got a phone call from someone who was not at PAX. It was PAX East. I remember being in Boston. And I got a phone call from someone who wasn't there, just, you know, kind of catching up and all this and that. And then he said, like, oh, yeah, I'm out at... I'm out here in Bethesda. They're working on Fallout 4, by the way. And just like casually, just like dropping that and being like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, of course they are. But I'm trying to like piece together when... that was. Because it was... I mean, it was at least 4 years ago. If not more. So I really want to know what they've been up to for this entire time. Or like, you know, or what this game, how long this particular, like, did they start over at some point? Did they start on story stuff and just, like, marinate on that for a really long time and then say, like, actually, you know, at this point we are, you know, like, did they get to a point where it's like, if we ship this game now, it's like tail end of the old consoles and that's not the thing we want to do. And then they just kind of hold on and go like, all right, well, let's just fucking lift up all the tech and move it up to another platform and go that way with it. And then that took time. Like, I really wonder. I guess, like, you know, it's kind of hard to, it's hard to piece it all together until you know the release date, I guess, right? And you could probably start to work backwards from that into like, okay, well, they probably would have had to make decisions like this at this point, and, you know, if they were going to go only on this generation of consoles, then this would have been a likely time to make that call, or you know. I mean, you know, we'll see if we can get them to speak to that at E3. And yeah, I haven't watched the trailer yet. I was in the shower. Like, I had to get up and, like, just kind of polish off the last of the Skylanders stuff just to get that up, since I had wrote that up last night and got all that published as the Fallout stuff was happening. And I was like, now I need to get ready and go to work. I need to get up, get dressed, go. So I guess I'll watch that when I get in, but... I don't know. They should make another Fallout game. I would be interested in seeing that. I hope it's really good. I've enjoyed the last couple, so... So it makes sense. I just wonder how much they'll diverge from kind of some of the standards that they've put in place for the past couple of games. I mean, I guess if you look at Fallout 3 and look at New Vegas and then look at... And then look at Skyrim and kind of see what Skyrim did to move it forward, like, conceptually. I mean, obviously, you know, the gameplay systems and stuff in place from the previous games, but... I wonder. I assume that there's, like, zero gameplay in that trailer. And they're just, like, panning over the... Here's my... Having not seen the Fallout 4 trailer, here is what I assume it is. A lot of panning over environments. There's a guy. He is probably wearing, like, a vault suit. My understanding is that it's Boston, so, you know, some of those sweeping shot environmental shots will have things in it that if you understand, or you, if you know Boston, you go, oh, that's Boston. A guy in power armor in it, that seems like that'd be something they would put in. Just a quick shot of that, maybe.
Hi, I'm Holly from Blue Sparrow Pilates, where client relationships are the heart and soul of our business. Our clients have the best workouts from head to toe. With my business growing, I rely on constant contact, email marketing to
Oh, the guy probably says war, something about war, and it's changing or lack thereof.
If you own a small business, be sure to try Constant Contact's email marketing.
And it's some kind of 50s-ish music thing, you know, some kind of old-timey music, maybe staticky coming out of a beat-up radio or TV or something. They pan over and eventually see. Did they do the thing? Did they do the thing already? Like where, like, they pans over to a busted-up TV or radio that's playing the music or has like the please stand by thing, and then like a big armored foot steps down on it, crushes it, and makes the music stop. Because they should do that if they haven't done that already.
You can still stop.
And then I saw someone on Twitter say that there's a dog. So
for the week, like fresh produce, quality meats, and more. It's the ultimate warehouse and supermarket.
Now through June 9th, pick up 18-ounce packs of fresh blueberries for $2.99. And selected lean cuisine meals are just $1.87. Only at Smart and Final.
Alright, now don't. You always have to be the downer.
That's what I think the Fallout 4 trailer probably is. I'm going to guess that it didn't end with any sort of call to action about pre-ordering the game, because they'll start that push at their press conference. Hoping to get a bunch more E3 appointment stuff locked down today. Some stuff I gotta check on with Brad. There's always that danger that he's been booking stuff that I was gonna book, and just need to check in with him and make sure he hasn't already started talking to one of these companies that we have left to book. And yeah, that stuff's coming along. Looking at the schedule yesterday, there are cases where we are triple booked. But that's, you know, not everyone is going to all of those things, so. Step aside. trying to think if there's anything else that's going to get announced between here and the show itself. Or, you know, or the events for, just before the show itself, I guess I should say. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I know about, but not really. I know there's some stuff being worked on, but I don't know if it's even going to get announced at the show, let alone ahead of the show. I don't know how I feel about a track named You Mad. Actually, I'm pretty sure I know how I feel about a track named You Mad. I have way more emails in my inbox than that. Fuck Kanye. Like long flights, I pop a Zane on the way to France. Paparazzi like. But yeah, I don't know. Like, we're filling up this appointment schedule for during the show and then booking people for the night show, and it's kind of two separate efforts, and, you know, it's all starting to come together. And and that's always the, you know, like, then there's the, like, logistical effort of, like, okay, well, we need to get a place to do this show. We need, you know, like, when's the truck come to get equipment, and what's going on the truck, and is the location going to have furniture for us to use? Do we need to supply for furniture? Like, what's the set need to be? Is the show sponsored? If it is, like, what does that, you know, entail? And you know, so I've been in meetings about that stuff for a while with, like, Drew and Vinny on the, you know, Vinny on the phone with some of the other people at the company, knocking that stuff out. And now I'm also spending some amount of time thinking about PAX, thinking about a thing we're going to do at PAX, which is kind of ridiculous to be thinking about right now. But there you go. If you go to PAX, you might want to get there a day early. I want to consider being there on Thursday. Some part of that is still up in the air, but that's... that's how it's shaping up.
Big and get to see how this feels. Third time's a charm, baby. After two classics, It's another stripe up on my arm, baby. It's a blessing to blow 100,000 in a recession with no second guessing. High, high, we ballin', drop tops, we flooring, champagne, we pouring. We up is the gang and I'm all in. To the powder and the flame, I have fallen. Get money, blow money, is my calling. Yeah, watch a nigga burn through it. Life's a maze, you twist and you turn through it. The dry is the drought, maneuver and I earn through it. I'm set straight like a perm. They whispering about us, I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money, we ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal. And on top of that, it's more than a feeling, ain't it? I be killing, damn it, I'm illin'. Hey, meet Mr. Popular. Go get your binoculars to see Penthouse 3, where a nigga be spittin' fire on a BJ. In my PJs, Fire Marshal said I took it to the max like TJ. Yeah, I ain't peep, I said Marshall's replay. I guess I'm like the Black Marshal. Meets J, me, yeah, alligator souffle, get it made, special ed, get here from a girl in special ed. You know the pretty ones in that dumb class, but she got that dumb ass. Hit high school and get pregnant, dumb fast. What happened, Tisha? Your boyfriend come fast? Turn around, give me pound like we folks. Hell no, I went raw, dog, three strokes. They whispering about us, I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money, we ain't even been these in the hood, need a dental plan. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the C4S with the rims protruding. The roof and moose, like a magic show. Got me looking to the heavens like a javelin throw. Y'all twiddle your thumbs like the average Joe. But just as you reap, so shall you sow. They whispering about us, I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money, we ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal.
Leaked Fallout 4 stuff. It was the game was going to be about like battling AI or something, right?
I'm living on shattered faith. Kind of lies to restrict your breath. Never been a better time than this. Suffocating out in dark bliss.
So, you know, kind of reviewing those games, I kind of, you know, you kind of get through them and move on to the next thing. There are a lot of specifics about the Fallout games, the past couple Fallout games, that I have not committed to memory, you know? Like, I certainly remember enjoying it. But, like, a lot of the specific quest lines and that sort of thing, like, it's like, I remember there being AI before. Right? New Vegas, like, you go talk to the crazy... Is that a robot or is that an old man that's being kept alive? Yeah. Like, I like those games, but I guess I never really revered them to an extent that I've remembered all the storyline stuff, now that I think about it. I remember being out on the balcony in some kind of fancy building, where there was a guy who was like running an area, and like it was like a hotel filled with zombies or somewhere, like the crazy faced people live. Yeah, a lot of that stuff's. Open and get going on it. It's a tall beverage. All I can be done by the time I get to the office. And I'm already at the Golden Gate Bridge. There's a little bit of traffic here on the bridge, but only in a couple of lanes. What are we doing? What the fuck's going on? That car's not moving. All right, I should probably stop.
Talking about a double life bleep board. You got the deal with the crimps and the press by hand, G. But the like gorilla family. And the white pride don't like my side. And it's a pride if anyone knows die. No gorilla Look here, you little goddamn nigger. You're not gobbling nobody. You fucking understand me? That's right. Get down on the goddamn ground now. Fucking move.
Let me take a shot at him.
We're going to do you like King.
What goddamn King?
Rodney King. Martin Luther King. Oh, goddamn King.
Look out, motherfucker.
From the gravel, that underground. If I give you the script, you bet not read it upside down. May not drink too much, I got two drinks. May not think too much, I got two brains. E40 Fonzarelli, man, I got two names. I got two chains, so I tote two things. Sick with it, click, thick like Wu-Tang. I'm the heart of the bank, the artery in the vein. The club was crickets till E40 walked in, I get it popping. Man, it was so quiet, you could hear a mouse piss on cock.
To really live that. Run off with my sack and get your helmet cracked. How you gasping for air like an asthma attack? I'm from that 80s era where we didn't wear no mascara. Where we played by the rules and seldom turned on dudes. Anything can be diffused, any beef can be fixed. Long as nobody got knocked down, I try to fuck your bitch. Some of my fellas so grimy that they ain't never been to a club. Some of my fellas so street that they ain't never been out of their hood. Hold court on the soil, not in front of a judge. Get out when you're mad, ain't no need for holding a grudge. My baldish, my sneakers, my whole system got. Fuck, what kind of amp you got? Memphis Mojo. Feezy, where you been, player? It's been a while. Waiting around for this real shit to come back in style.
every morning I wake up looking in the mirror. Wonder if Fallout 4 will have that like stitched together ending, like based on the quest you complete and stuff. They're like, oh, well, you did this, and then unfortunately this happened because you murdered all these people, and oh, they would not live to see the tomorrow. Oh, but these people did. You saved them, and that was pretty cool. And then the dam blew up, and that was a bummer. And well, that's. I got my shades on, big rock star compared to Elvis. Sign an autograph for rappers while girls move their pelvis. Write songs quickly for Elton John and Lionel Richie to swell. It's weird to think that there are people that have nostalgia for this era of Fallout games. Straight through the desert, San Antonio. I talk Swift, the Rock King, Black Romeo. I pack clothes, promoters put me out in Tokyo. Damage your area, I'ma launch a fifth missile. You're like, oh yeah, Fallout 3, I remember that. Yeah. What is your issue? You overman, I don't miss you. Scotty Soft, you play like Jan Van Britta-Claw. New Jersey Nets, real man, you ain't no Donald Hillman. Boy, head like Slick Watts, I run rap like Mayor Koch. What was your info? Why Tony Lou, break the Vinso. Move off the driveway, why girls look, turn their eye away. Jealous in fact, trying to rip the capes off my back. I move with time and potential through instrumentals. Y'all run on BET with Slum Gold, driving rentals. I get real dino, running groups like a rhino. Ending careers, that's my job, yo, your rap is final. Cancel your in-stores, your new job is carving floors. Fixing tiles, stopping potholes up on the roof. You work for service, no tips, man, I speak the truth. Flying saucers, spaceships, move at warp speed, MTV level 3 when I fly on BET. It was kind of neat looking at, It was Dan Teasdale on Twitter posted a link to a thread on that No Mutants Allowed site, the Fallout fan site for Fallout 1 and 2. And they were so fucking pissed about Fallout 3. Everything it stood for, everything about it top to bottom, is like, oh, oh. And he posted a link to like a message board thread from 2008. That was pretty fucking amazing to go read now. Of just people just going like, no, this game's a fucking flash in the pan. Fucking no one's gonna give a shit about this. Who cares about Fallout fucking 3? Like, no, dude, fuck you. I think you're all crazy. Like, I know there are always going to be people that are like, those games have shitty stories, blah, 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 you know, and, like, shoot them full of holes, and yeah, you know, they're not fucking perfect, but they do a lot. Those games get a lot done, and keep it together fairly well. As long as you didn't run into some fucking game-destroying, progress-fucking-breaking bug or something, you know? Right? Some fucking horrible scripting error that just fucks up everything. But it's, you know, it's a little harsh for people to fucking, like, treat those games like they're garbage. I saw some people doing, like, I don't know why people were excited about Fallout 4. Those games were terrible. I'm like, well, I mean, fine. Fucking whatever. All that hot games from Windows Live integration, just popping down the console and unlocking all those achievements. Them's was the days. I just wanted to make the action feel better, you know? I want the standard, I just want the shooting to feel good. like a shooter. I want the shooter to feel like I'm like aiming my gun and shooting at things and hitting things, and have it be a little less dice rolly with some of that stuff. And I want it to work. Those are, you know, again, I know that's a heady, fucking outlandish goal for a modern video game, is to, like, have it launch and be functional, but there we are. Like, it's been long enough since there's been one of those to where, like, I'm ready for a game in that setting, their specific brand of, like, fucking 50s wasteland vault stuff, you know, like that. Like that specific thing I could go for more of. So as long as like the systems around it are continually modernized and done well, like, you know, like, yeah, I would absolutely play another Fallout game for sure. I mean, I'd play another, you know, Elder Scrolls game, provided it wasn't Elder Scrolls Online. Actually, I've been thinking about going back to that and seeing what's up. But boy, I remember not having a good time with any part of that game when it came out. I was just kind of like, yeah, that's okay. It's okay in spots. Like, they're like, okay, yeah, kind of see what they were going for, but ugh. I wonder how that'll do on consoles, if anyone will care about Elder Scrolls Online. I guess it's not that much like that on those platforms, so maybe that gives them a leg up, but man, nah. Robot Sonic. Is this whole song about Cool Keith rapping about, like, Metal Sonic the Hedgehog. And we just didn't realize it.
Funny style niggas we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. And it's back to L.A., open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you throw up, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could be Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort aside. Nigga, where your shit from? I imported mine. Ball miss for money like my last name, Mordecai. Fuck you, bitch, I'm more than high. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the son you raised, he used to take the Acura at 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on the side. For all the stunning, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember?
Yeah, if you were just in the studio and he just like turned to, you know, whoever was in there and said, no, I got it. I'm gonna rap like the first like eight, you know, 7 or 8 bars of this like I was Mace. Hold my phone. And people were like, yeah, Mace.
Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker.
MA dollar sign E. Yes, we need to give him his props. Give Mace his proppers. Or maybe they felt they were just biting Mace's rhymes. Who knows? Or was it just scratch vocals that they just, you know, did enough times that it just like, ah, fuck it, let's just leave it like this. I mean, I'll change it up so it's not exactly the, you know, not exactly Mace's verse, but let's have a little homage here. I feel like last time I heard this song, it was precisely as I was turning off of this same street. I mean, I guess on some level it makes sense that driving through the financial district, you get to see a lot of fucking little stuffy motherfuckers in suits staring at or talking on phones. Can't hear the song without thinking about Will Ferrell. Dressed up like Glenn Frey. That might still be the funniest thing that he has ever done. Well, all those people that are in that, that's... Oh. Let's just all get to our desks and find a copy of The H is O and watch that. Actually, Will Ferrell basically playing Ric Flair in Eastbound and Down might be up there too. That's a very large Red Bull that I just pounded. I don't drink a lot of regular Red Bull anymore. I don't drink a lot of Red Bull, period, anymore. I don't really get a lot of it. Mostly drinking that Rockstar Recovery stuff. Which is fine, but, you know, sometimes you get it. You get a taste of this fucking uncut raw. Get a little fucking amped. All right, I gotta go. I'm at the office. I'll see you guys later. Have a good whatever day this is.